Acosta? Man, where'd you get that? A-C-O-S-T-A? You did? How? Ruben. Ruben is the first name. Acosta. Look, that. She made this. That date of birth is 6/22/71. Mr. Acosta is a 53-year-old welder, comes in, lives in Austin. No, he works in Austin, lives in Cleveland, Texas. He's complaining of pain over his prostate, lower abdomen region, some dysuria, some back pain, some testicular pain. He definitely does not have a McBurney sign today. He also has had a history of leg pain, arm pain related to his work, a history of BPH. He had recently blood work done, which he'll bring to us. He said his PSA was within normal limits. Period. Has had some vertigo whenever he does a lot of standing up. And his weight has been stable, except for a 3-pound weight loss, he states. Family history, positive for stroke, hepatitis in the mom, and heart attack. Patty, what did he say his daddy died of? Heart attack? Mr. Acosta? Mom had hepatitis, but dad...
Old age.
Oh, dad had old age, right. Medications, none. Medical problems, he's considered pre-diabetic, he says. Surgery, none. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. He lives with his wife, they have children. He doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink alcohol. Allergy, none, and drug allergy, COVID immunization. not reported. He's 136 pounds, 99%, 98.5, 20, 88, 105, over 54. Heart positive, small positive, still lungs are clear, abdomen soft, make sure JVD skin shows no rash or mucosa with damage, logical, non-focal. Number one, prostatitis. Number two, urine analysis shows no pyuria. Number three, palpitation. Next one is echocardiogram within normal limits. Next one is slight BPH. Next one is arm pain, leg pain, multifactorial. Next one is will bring his PSA level and recheck. Next one is carotid stenosis minimal. Next one is abdominal pain. Next one is right thyroid cyst, needs to be checked in 3 months. Less than a centimeter, 0.65 to be exact. Next one is findings discussed with patient. We'll discuss blood work with him when he brings it back later this afternoon. Thank you.